Hello and welcome back, everyone. Today is a great day for me. Just start out right away with telling you that I proposed to my girlfriend today, Claire Varoncoon. That's her name. I'm pretty sure I've said it a few times, but yep, we are officially engaged. So yeah, it's a great day, honestly. Just got back from being with her all day and went out to eat with her parents and my parents. Yeah, it was really fun, you know, just everything went great. It was pretty simple. Just after church, we were walking to the car and I was like, oh, you know, what's over here? And then I asked her and I just said, like, will you marry me, you know? And then there was a guy trying to get into his car right next to the driver's side that we were on. And then Claire was like, yeah. And then she was like, there's a guy right there. And then the guy was like, oh, no, you're good, you're good. And then he was like, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And then we were like, oh, thank you, you know. And then, yeah, it was really fun. That was a very, very short version of everything, you know. But then we went to a pumpkin patch, and then we just had a little day and did our own thing. It was very fun. So today, the title is Bible verses about relationships. And I don't know how many I'm going to read here. There's a list of 25 that I found. So I might just read them all. I don't know. I'll see. Or maybe do like 10 or 15. So, but yeah, that's what's going on. It's exciting to see just kind of some things in my life falling into place. And yeah, it's just great. And I'm just trusting God through everything and it's all going well. Just trying to stay in prayer, and it seems like it's just working well, you know. When I'm not praying, it seems like it's not going very well. But anyway, okay, I will start right now. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10 through 11. An excellent wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Colossians chapter 3, verse 19. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be harsh with them. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. Then the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 3. I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of spirit in the bond of peace. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. A man of many companions may come to a ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. James chapter 1, verse 19 through 20. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. John chapter 13, verse 34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8 through 9. Better is the end of a thing than its beginning. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Be not quick in your spirit to become angry, for anger lodges in the bosom of fools. Bosom. I don't know. Yeah. Sorry. That one really got to me. It seemed like the words just kind of jumbled up in my mind. Okay. I'm going to continue. And sorry, guys. I'm not going to cut that out. It's just, yeah. I'm just going to do things a little bit differently here because at some point in time I was like, you know, I like hopping on here and just spreading some things, being positive and sharing some of my thoughts about God and some verses and whatnot. But I really do not want to, like, if I mess up a little bit right there, like, I don't want to edit that all, you know. It's just more real. And also, it's like, that's not what my main goal is to do, you know. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexual immoral person sins against his own body. Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. That one was pretty good. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. I like that one. Okay, this is going to be the last one. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Okay, well, that is all I have for you. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Yeah, so I hope that everyone that's listening can find their significant other, and they will help you grow closer to God and be a better person and live a great life, happy life. Yeah, they're out there. Just got to find them, you know. Find them in the right places and, yeah, keep your eyes open. Keep praying. God will help you. Just don't worry about it. Everything's all right. Okay, thank you for listening. Have a great week, and God bless.